Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning that General Motors' losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenko.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Fasurb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, 3 middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultes of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute, no delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slow in your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment? Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad
to get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Marriage.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing it.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second. Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up in all kinds of cords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free at last. John, good morning.
Morning, Jake.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
How about 8 o'clock? You're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work? Chantix.
I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal, do they have this for... Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then... Might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him because I picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. Because, and I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay, let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here. That, well, I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program. And if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show in Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri. Or either that, or I can't remember, which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases to go. Could you put them in the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy named Lynn Woolsey or Woolley. No, it's Woolsey. No, it's Woolley. I don't say it's, yeah, I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family, you know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him. But here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009, conservatism. Now, let me rephrase. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about health care. And he said to me on healthcare, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird. He brought up an appendectomy as an example. Right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute. I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done. $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume. The announcer style. You people. They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turned around and I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous, because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? Now I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1 to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending, reckless loans, crawling out on a limb with no regulation to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long, because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So, we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultes and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana DeGette, Schultes, was it Schultes? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but look, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 617, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just the normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City. Starting there around 74th Avenue, also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. Do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm. Warm too, a high near 58 degrees, right now 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale. With 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale. This Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720- 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
About anything out there from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you. And they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot, too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safelite came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called us sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair.
Yes, David Schulteis' favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave. Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schulteis. We should all chip in to buy Schulteis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today, because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schulteis, whose bearings are definitely out of round, and then we got Renfro, whose oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schulteis, check this out.
Senator Schulteis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, well, let me just basically say this basically modifies the communicable disease control laws. And It requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering, what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this, and I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state. One of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up part of our high schools where we allow students, maybe 13 years old, to put their child in a small daycare center there. We do things continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of that, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this, because this stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go there on this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
Do you think Schulteis was smoking a fatty? HIV, it comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby, and the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schulteis and his friends, aren't they quote-unquote anti-choice / pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life, a human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease, which ends in death. Why would you make an anti- I don't know. Why would you make a vote like this that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV? Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's, what you quote unquote, sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him, when he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy... This guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88. Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are. And I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. In the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation. When you have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the Father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for, and I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how we were how things were created, and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone." And so he made him a helper, suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper, and that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband, because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper, but wait a minute. And I'm getting over dramatic here. It's because this is like, you know what this is? This is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. Or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. This gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth." And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." And I think that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order, and it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, "You shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination." Leviticus 20:13 says, "If there is a man who lies with a male, as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them."
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death? I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning that General Motors' losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenka.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Passerb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, 3 middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultheis of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Cahill, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where it's a decent start to this morning's commute. No delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slow in your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Marich.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment? Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad
to get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Marich.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second. Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up in all kinds of chords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free! Free at last! John, good morning.
Morning, Jake.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
Now, by 8 o'clock, you're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work?
Chantix. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal, do they have this for... Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then... Might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him because I picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. Because, and I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay. Let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here. That, well, I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program. And if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show in Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri, I can't remember, which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases to go. Could you put them in the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy named Lynn Woolsey. Or Woolley. No, it's Woolsey. No, it's Woolley. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family. You know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him. But here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009, conservatism. Now, let me refer. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about health care. And he said to me, on healthcare, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird. He brought up an appendectomy as an example. Right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute. I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done. $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume. On the announcer style. You people. They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turned around and I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? Now I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1 to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending. Reckless loans. Crawling out on a limb with no regulation to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long, because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So, we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultheis and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana to get Schultheis. Was it Schultheis? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but look, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just the normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City. Starting there around 74th Avenue, also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. Do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm. Warm too, a high near 58 degrees, right now 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale. With 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale. This Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
About anything out there from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you, and they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot, too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safelite came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called it sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Yes, David Schultheis's favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave.
I see a sea splash to make them hot and so free. Now my lips incline across Florida's Salvador Sea. Oh, she's a big girl. She's standing 6'3". Turning tricks for the dudes in the bed. Say,
Schultheis.
I like girls. Sexual promiscuity. HIV.
Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today, because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schultheis, whose bearings are definitely out of round, and then we got Renfro, who's... oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schultheis. Check this out.
Senator Schultheis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, well, let me just basically say this basically modifies the communicable disease control laws. And, it requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering, you know, what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this, and I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state. One of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up. Part of our high schools where we allow students maybe 13 years old to put their child in a small daycare center there.
We do think continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of it, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this because this is it stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go down this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
You think Schulteis was smoking a fatty? HIV. It comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby. And the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schulteis and his friends, aren't they quote-unquote anti-choice slash pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life, a human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease, which ends in death. Why would you make an anti, I don't know, why would you make a vote like this? That would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV. Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's, what you quote unquote, sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him. When he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy, this guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor. Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88, Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are. And I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. In the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation when you have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for. And I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how we were how things were created and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so he made him a helper, suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper, and that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband. Because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper, but wait a minute. And I'm getting overdramatic here. It's because this is so... This is like, you know what this is? This is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. Or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. This gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think that that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order. And it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death? I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning that General Motors' losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on
diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Kamenka.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico border project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Passerb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, three middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultes of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute. No delays to really get anyway. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slowing your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Merritt.
Did he call me Marios?
Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment?
Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad.
To get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Merritt.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second.
Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up.
Yeah.
In all kinds of chords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free. Free at last. John, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
Well, by 8 o'clock, you're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work? Chantix.
I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal? Do they have this for? Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for. For food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then, might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him. Because I've picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. And I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay, let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program. And if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show in Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri. Or either that or I can't remember, which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases to go. Could you put on the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy named Lynn Woolsey or Woolley. No, it's Woolsey. No, it's Woolley. I don't know. I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family, you know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him. But here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009, conservatism. Now, let me refresh. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said to him, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about health care. And he said to me on health care, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird, he brought up an appendectomy as an example. Right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute, I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done. $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume. On the announcer style. You people! They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turn around and I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? Now I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1% to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending, reckless loans, crawling out on a limb with no regulation to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultheis and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana DeGette, Schultheis, was it Schultheis? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just the normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City. Starting there around 74th Avenue, also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. Do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm, too. A high near 58 degrees. Right now, 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale. With 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale. This Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
About anything out there from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you. And they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safe Light came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called it sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safe Light can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right. Free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safe Light takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Yes, David Schultheis's favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave.
I like girls, sexual promiscuity and HIV.
Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today, because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schultheis, whose bearings are definitely out of round, and then we got Renfro, who's... oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schultheis. Check this out.
Senator Schultheis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, well, let me just basically say this basically modifies the communicable disease control laws. And, it requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering, you know, what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this, and I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state. One of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up. Part of our high schools where we allow students maybe 13 years old to put their child in a small daycare center there. We do think continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of that, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this because it stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go there on this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
You think Schultheis was smoking a fatty? HIV. It comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby, and the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schultheis and his friends, aren't they quote-unquote anti-choice slash pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life. A human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease, which ends in death. Why would you make an anti... I don't know. Why would you make a vote like this that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV? Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's, what you quote unquote, sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him. When he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy... This guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor. Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88, Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are. And I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. In the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation when you have... You have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for. And I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how things were created and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so he made him a helper suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper. And that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband. Because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And I'm getting overdramatic here. It's because this is so... This is like, you know what this is? This is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. This gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think that that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order, and it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death? I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning. The General Motors losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenko.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Passerb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, 3 middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultes of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cahill, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute. No delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slow in your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Merrick.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment? Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad.
To get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Merrick.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing it.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second. Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up in all kinds of chords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free. Free at last. John, good morning.
Morning, Jake.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
Well, by 8 o'clock, you're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work?
Chantix. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal, do they have this for... Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for for food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him because I've picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. And I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay, let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here. I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay, now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program, and if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show. In Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri. Or either that or I can't remember. Which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases to go. Could you put it in the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy. Named Lynn Woolsey, or Woolley. No, it's Woolsey. No, it's Woolley. I don't know. I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family. You know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him, but here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009, conservatism. Now, let me rephrase. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said to him, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about healthcare. And he said to me on healthcare, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird, he brought up an appendectomy as an example, right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute, I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done, $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume. I'm the announcer style. You people! They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turn around and I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? And I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1 to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending. Reckless loans. Crawling out on a limb with no regulation to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultes and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana DeGette, Schultes, was it Schultes? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just the normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City. Starting there around 74th Avenue, also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. races, do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm, too. A high near 58 degrees. Right now, 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale. With 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale. This Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
About anything out there, from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you. And they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found that it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safelite came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called us sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Yes, David Schultheis' favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave.
I see a sea splash, Jamaican Honda, so sweet. Got my legs done, cross for the step on the street. Oh, she's a big girl, she's standing 6'3". Turning tricks for the dudes in the bed.
Right, David Schultheis.
Island girl,
sexual promiscuity, HIV. Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis We should all chip in to buy Schulteis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schulteis, whose bearings are definitely out of round, and then we got Renfro, whose oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schulteis. Check this out.
Senator Schulteis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, let me just basically say this basically modifies the communicable disease control laws, and it requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering, what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this, and I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which obviously is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up part of our high schools where we allow students, maybe 13 years old, to put their child in a small daycare center there. We do think continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of that, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this because this stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go down this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
You think Schulteis was smoking a fatty? HIV. It comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby. And the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schulteis and his friends, aren't they quote-unquote anti-choice / pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life, a human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease which ends in death. Why would you make an anti... I don't know. Why would you make a vote like this? That would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV. Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's, what you quote unquote, sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him, when he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy... This guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor. Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88. Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are. And I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. You know, in the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation. When you have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for. And I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how we were how things were created and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so he made him a helper, suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper, and that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband, because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper, but wait a minute. And I'm getting overdramatic here. It's because this is so, this is like, you know what this is? This is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. Or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order, and it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death. I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning that General Motors' losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenka.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Fasurb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, 3 middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultes of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute, no delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slowing your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Merrick.
Did he call me Marios? Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment? Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad.
To get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Merrick.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing.
We progressive. Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second. Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up in all kinds of cords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free at last. John, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
How about 8 o'clock? You're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work? Chantix.
I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal, do they have this for... Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different than that. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then... Might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him because I've picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. Because, and I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay, let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here. I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program. And if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show in Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri. Or either that or I can't remember, which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases to go. Could you put it in the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy named Lynn Woolsey or Woolley. No, it's Woolsey. No, it's Woolley. I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family, you know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him. But here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009, conservatism. Now, let me rephrase. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said to him, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about health care. And he said to me on healthcare, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird. He brought up an appendectomy as an example. Right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute. I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done. $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume. The announcer style. You people. They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turned around and I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous, because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? Now I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1 to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending, reckless loans, crawling out on a limb with no regulation to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long, because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So, we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultes and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana DeGette, Schultes, was it Schultes? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but look, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just the normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City, starting there around 74th Avenue. Also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. Do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm too. A high near 58 degrees. Right now, 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale. With 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale. This Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Harbin here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
It's about anything out there from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you. And they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot, too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safelite came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called us sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite.
Yes, David Schultheis's favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave.
I like girls, sexual promiscuity and HIV.
Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today, because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schultheis, whose bearings are definitely out of round, and then we got Renfro, who's... oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schultheis. Check this out.
Senator Schultheis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, well, let me just basically say this basically modified the communicable disease control laws. And
It requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this, and I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state. One of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up part of our high schools where we allow students, maybe 13 years old, to put their child in a small daycare center there. We do think continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of that, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this, because this stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go down this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
You think Schulteis was smoking a fatty? HIV, it comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby, and the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early, and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schulteis and his friends, aren't they quote-unquote anti-choice / pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life, a human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease which ends in death. Why would you make an anti- I don't know. Why would you make a vote like this that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV? Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's what you quote unquote sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him, when he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy... This guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88, Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are, and I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. You know, in the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation. When you have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for. And I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how we were how things were created and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so he made him a helper, suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper, and that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband. Because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And I'm getting over dramatic here. It's because this is so... This is like, you know what this is? This is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. Or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. This gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order. And it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death? I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning. The General Motors losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenka.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Passerb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, 3 middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultheis of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cahill, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where it's a decent start to this morning's commute. No delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slowing your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Marich.
Did he call me Marios?
Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment?
Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad.
To get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Marich.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have standards in this country, you freaking big nerd! We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second. Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up in all kinds of chords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free. Free at last. John, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
How about 8 o'clock? You're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work? Chantix.
I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal, do they have this for... Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then... Might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him because I've picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. Because, and I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay, let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here. That, well, I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program. And if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show in Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri, or either that, or I can't remember, which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases to go. Could you put it on the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy named Lynn Woolsey. Or Woolley. No, it's Woolley. I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family. You know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him. But here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009, conservatism. Now, let me refer. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about health care. And he said to me on healthcare, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird. He brought up an appendectomy as an example. Right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute. I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done. $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume. The announcer style. You people. They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turn around. I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1% to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending. Reckless loans. Crawling out on a limb with no regulation to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long, because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultes and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana DeGette, Schultes, was it Schultes? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 617, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just in normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City. Starting there around 74th Avenue, also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. Do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm too. A high near 58 degrees. Right now, 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale. With 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale. This Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only, limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
About anything out there from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you, and they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot, too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safelite came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called us sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Yes, David Schultheis's favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave.
I see a deep flash, Jamaican heart is so sweet. Down by Lexington, cross Florida, Devon Street. Oh, she's a big girl, she's standing 6'3". Turn the tricks for the dudes in this bed.
Right, David Schultheis.
Island girl, sexual promiscuity and HIV.
Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schultheis, whose bearings are definitely on a round, and then we got Renfro, whose oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schultheis. Check this out.
Senator Schultheis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, let me just basically say this basically modifies the communicable disease control laws. And it requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this. And I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state. One of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up. Part of our high schools where we allow students maybe 13 years old to put their child in a small daycare center there. We do think continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of it, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this, because this stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go down this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
You think Schulteis was smoking a fatty? HIV, it comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby, and the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schulteis and his friends, aren't they quote unquote anti-choice / pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life, a human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease which ends in death. Why would you make an anti, I don't know, why would you make a vote like this that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV? Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's, what you quote unquote, sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him, when he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy, this guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor. Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88, Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are, and I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. In the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation. When you have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for. And I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how we were how things were created and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so he made him a helper, suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper, and that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband, because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper, but wait a minute. And I'm getting over dramatic here. It's because this is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. Or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. This gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order, and it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death? I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning that General Motors' losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. how to ward off cancer, eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenka.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Passerb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, 3 middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells Nine News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultes of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute, no delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slow in your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up. Blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstays bath towels are only $3.50 each. Twin sheet sets are $12. Brightening up the house costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Hispanic host, a guy named Marios.
Mario Solis Merritt.
Did he call me Marios?
Has this nerd never heard of the First Amendment?
Can you imagine getting called a nerd by Rush Limbaugh?
It's really bad
to get called a nerd by a nerd.
Mario Solis Merritt.
You have to learn how to pronounce my name.
Afternoons at 4.
We have to!
standards in this country, you freaking big nerd!
We have standards in this country.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I thought he was sober.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hold on a second. Stop this music. Stop this show. I'm tangled up in all kinds of chords here. Okay. Now I'm free. Free. Free at last. John, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
I'm in such a better mood than I was yesterday. I'm not tired this morning.
How about 8 o'clock? You're in a good mood yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I woke up by about 8 o'clock.
Well, good. Did you get some sleep yesterday?
Yeah, I went to bed at 6 in the evening.
That's pretty good.
And I cut back on my Xanax dose. So I feel pretty good this morning.
You're backing it?
No, I cut it back.
Oh, you cut it back?
Yeah, Mary cut it back for me. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I started Chantix yesterday, Jay.
Oh, that's to quit smoking. Why? How does that work?
Chantix. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I took my first little pill yesterday. I got to take one here in about an hour.
Cereal, do they have this for... Do they have this for food addiction?
I don't think so. This Chantix thing is strictly for nicotine.
Oh, so you can't get a Chantix for food addiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm sure there's some kind of pill out there, but no, this is totally different. I don't know. Totally different.
Okay, well, then... Might as well forget it. You know what? I got to go see Dr. Snyder anyway. He's, you know, my cardiologist, Dr. Potasnik, ratted me out. So I got to go see him because I've picked up like 50 pounds. Well, that's debatable. 35 to 40, maybe 50. But I have picked up weight since that gastric bypass 2 years ago. Because, and I've talked about this before, because I'm addicted to food. Oh, Lord. I have more issues than a magazine rack, as Big Ed used to say. Okay. Let me just take a sip of water, and I want to talk to you about something here. That, well, I talk to you about something every day, but this is something that happened to me yesterday. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. I know we have conservatives listening to this program. And if you're conservative, I love you. I mean, call in and give me hell. Call in, state your opinion. I'll try to sit on my hands and be cool. I really will. Sometimes it's tough because I'm just as passionate as you are. But yesterday, a friend of mine has a radio show in Missouri. I'm not real sure where it is in Missouri, I can't remember, which means I need to up my ginkgo biloba or whatever that stuff is that you take. Okay, I'd like to go to the health store and buy some ginkgo biloba. Let me have at least 25 cases. To go? Could you put it on the back of my car, please? I can't remember. But anyway, I debated this guy named Lynn Woolsey. Or Woolley. No, it's Woolsey. No, it's Woolley. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's Lynn Woolley. He's from KLBJ in Austin, Texas. Now, KLBJ used to be owned by the Johnson family. You know, Lyndon and Lady Bird and the whole thing. But they sold it, I guess, to some other company. Anyway, that's besides the point. So we get on the phone together, and we're talking about Obama's speech. Now, I don't want to be egotistical and say that I mopped the floor with him. But here's something I did learn. And you know what? He did a great job. But here's something I did learn. Right now, in 2009. Conservatism. Now, let me rephrase. The right wing has run out of gas. They are out of gas. This guy told me that the best that they could come up with, the best the GOP could come up with, was Sarah Palin and Bobby Jindal, or Jindal. I always mispronounce his name. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's the best. And I said, well, Rush Limbaugh's in charge of the GOP, and then you got these other two people, and that's the best you can come up with in an election cycle? You don't have anybody else? And Lynn is a really nice guy, but he went to the same well that it seems like the right wing always goes to. Tax cuts, and no government involvement whatsoever. And I said to him, we talked about healthcare. And he said to me on healthcare, he said, the consumer needs to get more involved. Most consumers do not know anything about how much they pay. I wheeled around and said, well, that's not true. I know how much. And he brought up, this is really weird. He brought up an appendectomy as an example, right? Isn't that when you have your appendix removed? Sure. So I said to him, wait a minute. I know how much it costs because my producer, John Turk, just had it done. $12,000. And he had no answer. Well, oops, struck out on that point. Oh, Lord. And they all keep saying the same thing. You know what they're doing? Here's what they're doing. And I hate to sit here and say this because I sound like Rush Limbaugh, except I don't have the volume on the announcer style. You people! They're shopping the same old, same old. Then their excuse is, well, he or she is not a Republican. When I pointed out George W. Bush, when I pointed out Phil Graham, when I pointed out Lindsey Graham, when I pointed out some other people, his immediate response was, well, they're not Republicans. And I said, wait a minute. You can't run from somebody every time and use it as an excuse. I said, they're Democrats who I don't agree with. So they're still Democrats. I just don't happen to agree with them. So he goes there. Well, they're not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. Then from there, he moves into, well, Obama wants to spend us into the ground. I turned around and I said to him, this whole argument that you're waging about pork is freaking ridiculous because that's what a stimulus bill is all about. It's about getting things done in local areas and putting people to work so they have money in their pockets. And if you have a better idea, then tell me what it is. And I said to him, okay, tax cuts, fine. So I can go to you and I can go to the rest of the United States and I can say, hey, guess what? How about this? Now I sound like an announcer. I got $800 of a tax cut. $800 in my check. I feel special. I have $800. Never mind the fact that I can make the Visa bill with that, or at least make a partial payment on the Visa bill with that, but I got $800. So I turned around and said to him, see, you get $800, but the top 1 to 3% gets a bigger tax cut. So who's getting fooled, you or me? And I've just come to this conclusion that the right wing has run out of gas, that the Chicago School of Economics does not work. And we've had years to experiment with it, and look where we are now. And I said, reckless spending. Reckless loans. Crawling out on a limb with no regulation. to supervise what these banks and lending institutions were doing. Removal of the Glass-Steagall Act, which kept savings and loans separate from banks. Well, anyway, that was my encounter. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about this all morning long, because you can't just not talk about it. I got some sound clips to play for you, and some of these are just unbelievable. I mean, they're bizarre. So, we're going to play those coming up. This has to do with Schultheis and Renfro. By the way, when my colleague was making the derogatory comments about Diana DeGette, Schultheis, was it Schultheis? Was on the phone giggling, laughing? Yeah, he was. This, you know, moral guy. Okay, but wait till you hear what he has to say. This is priceless. I'm going to keep this audio forever. As a matter of fact, when I get fired from this radio station, I'm taking the audio with me. It's so good. And we'll get into it coming up. 617, 17 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, John Turk, looks at traffic.
Jay, traffic's pretty quiet for us. Still around the city, just the normal jams. Westbound 76 filling up in Commerce City. Starting there around 74th Avenue, also getting busy on southbound 25. The heaviest volumes right now are in North Glen, beginning around 104th Avenue. Also getting busy there in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda. We do have some winter driving conditions in the high country. Chain laws in effect over most the high mountain passes. Do expect to see some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy and breezy. Small chance for afternoon rain showers. Should be warm. Two, a high near 58 degrees, right now 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Value means different things to different people. So this Saturday, Ace is having a 20% off bag sale with 20% off almost anything you can fit in an Ace shopping bag. It's a sale where what's on sale is pretty much up to you. See how much you can save at the 20% off bag sale this Saturday at Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit one bag per customer. Discount off regular price of in-store merchandise. Additional conditions and some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
About anything out there from BMWs and Corvettes all the way down to Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got it all. And you need a truck, they've got that too. I mean, they've got all kinds of vehicles out there. As a matter of fact, the place just kind of glows from the selection when you approach it. They have solid lines of credit. These are banks who want to do business with you. And they're not predatory. So they're not going to rope you into some deal that further down the line, or I should say farther down the line, you can't handle. Rockies has been family owned and operated since 1982. I repeat this a lot too. And what difference does that make, you're going to ask me? Well, because the Rockies is not owned by somebody who owns 150 or 1,000 car dealerships and lives in the Hamptons. They live and work in this community. Now, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by and see them. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safe Light came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called it sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safe Light can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safe Light takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair.
Yes, David Schultheis's favorite song, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this radio station for you, Dave.
I see a sea flash to make them hot and so free. Down where lives in time, cross 47 feet. Oh, she's a big girl. She's standing 6 foot.
Schultheis.
I like girls.
Sexual promiscuity and HIV. Okay, right. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Isolated showers. High today, 57. By the way, Elton John is going to play Colorado Springs. I wonder if Dave's going to be there. Yeah, front row seat. Come on, Dave. That's what we should do. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis. We should all chip in to buy Schultheis a front row seat to Elton John. What do you think?
It'd be a heck of a promotion, yeah. When I heard that news yesterday, I was like, wow. It's like, why isn't he trying to ban that appearance?
Doggone it, I don't want... Okay, anyway, listen. And we're going to talk about this all day today, because it's the biggest story going. All right, we've got two of these guys. We've got Schultheis, whose bearings are definitely out of round, and then we got Renfro, who's... oil pan has been dry most of his life. First, Schultheis. Check this out.
Senator Schultheis.
Thank you, Madam President. You know, this was a difficult bill for me. I voted yes in committee on it because of discussions surrounding the fact that, well, let me just basically say this basically modifies the communicable disease control laws. And, it requires the health care providers to test pregnant women for HIV unless they opt out. That's basically the main part of this bill. I voted yes on it. I was a little bit troubled with my vote, and I was just wondering, you know, what was bothering me. I woke up the next morning, Thursday morning, at 5 a.m., and I wrestled with this bill for another hour from 5 to 6. And I finally came to the conclusion I'm going to be a no vote on this. And I'm trying to think through what the role of government is here. And I am not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state. One of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV, and we have other programs that deal with the negative consequences. We put up. Part of our high schools where we allow students maybe 13 years old to put their child in a small daycare center there. We do think continually to remove the negative consequences that take place from poor behavior and unacceptable behavior, quite frankly. And I don't think that's the role of this body. And I, as a result of it, I finally came to the conclusion I'd have to be a no vote on this because this stems from sexual promiscuity for the most part. And I am not, I just can't go there on this bill. And I just wanted to explain to the body why I was going to be a no vote on this.
Do you think Schultheis was smoking a fatty? HIV. It comes from more than sexual promiscuity. It's found in contaminated blood. And here's the point. Suppose a woman is pregnant with a baby, and the baby will be affected by HIV. So if you test her and you find out that she's got HIV, then you start treatment early and you save the baby. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Isn't Mr. Schulteis and his friends, aren't they quote-unquote anti-choice slash pro-life? I mean, if I got Dave and sat him down and said, Dave, come on, man. You hate the sin, but you love the sinner. And you're definitely anti-choice. What we're talking about here is we're talking about a baby's life, a human being's life, too, with HIV, which is a terrible, debilitating disease which ends in death. Why would you make an anti, I don't know. Why would you make a vote like this that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV? Why? Why would you put a baby's life in danger? Why would you put the mother's life in danger? We're dealing here with human beings. Okay, Dave, you don't like somebody's, what you quote unquote, sexual promiscuity. And that really bothers you. And you had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you had to wrestle for an hour with this. But you know what, Dave? You're no one to talk. When a certain talk show host in this town, who I love very much as a human being and as a person, I don't agree with him, when he was making disparaging comments in a sexist, vulgar way against Diana DeGette, you were on the phone laughing. Now, somehow this doesn't stack up. And what's going on here is the Republican Party in the state legislature is totally and completely out of control. You want proof of this? Okay, how about our next candidate for right-wing nutbag of the month? I mean, unbelievable. This guy, this guy gets on the floor and he says, he gets on the House floor. Well, I'll let you listen to it. This is Senator Scott Renfro, who obviously his oil pan has been dry for a long time. His transmission doesn't work. This is Senate Bill 88, Senator Renfro in the Senate. I'm sorry, I said the House. That's not right. In the Senate. Listen to this guy. Get up, and he's from Greeley. Get up and make his presentation. Check this out.
I also oppose this bill because of what my personal beliefs are, and I think that what our country was founded upon with those beliefs also. In the beginning, God created our earth and the structure for creation. When you have God, you have the Son, and then you have the Holy Spirit. You have that Trinity. You also have that same Trinity, which is, in my opinion, a mimic over to what we have within the family. You have the father, the husband, you have the wife, and then you have the children. And I think when you look at that scenario, that is what we were created for. And I think that's what the Bible says. Through the whole beginning of creation, it talks about how we were how things were created and that it was good. It was good. It was good. It says over and over that it was good. Then we get to verse 18 in Genesis 2. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so he made him a helper, suitable for him. And that was woman.
All right, wait a minute. Let's get this straight. God created a helper, and that helper was a woman. Okay, any women in this audience? This is your new role, according to Renfro. No, actually, this has been your role forever and a day. Don't go to work this morning. Don't do a damn thing. Help out your husband. Because after all, you don't have any rights except that of an indentured slave to your husband. Right? I mean, isn't that what he's talking about? God created a woman to be a helper, but wait a minute. And I'm getting over dramatic here. It's because this is so, this is like, you know what this is? This is like dropping acid and listening to beautiful music. Or dropping acid and listening to Perry Como or Bing Crosby. Okay, this gets even better. This gets even better. Buckle yourself in. This gets even better.
And then if you go on and talk about that, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds, over the sky, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And then in Genesis 9, he said to Noah again, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And I think that that goes back to this whole picture of family, which God created this us for, and we need to honor that. Homosexuality is seen as a violation of this natural created order, and it is an offense to God, the Creator, who created men and women, male and female, for procreation. Leviticus 18:22 says, you shall not lie with a man as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Leviticus 20:13 says, if there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
Did you get that? Now we're going to take a break and play the rest of this, but did you get that? Okay, let me ask you something. If you believe in the Bible, would you consent to the fact that anybody caught, a lesbian or a gay person, should be put to death? I mean, this is what Renfro's talking about. And you talk about somebody whose dipstick is dry, man. Listen to this guy. Gays and lesbians should be put to death?
There's a $634 billion down payment on achieving the goal of health care for all Americans. The president wants to trim Medicare spending and raise taxes on the wealthy. There's another $750 billion on hold for the prospect of further bank bailouts. Among the targets for cuts, military cost overruns and federal payments to farmers making more than $500,000 a year. To reach the goal of cutting the $1.75 trillion deficit in half, all of the projections would have to be right. Something that's never happened, Nick.
Well, the House is poised to vote on legislation with the aim of helping homeowners who are groaning under the weight of their mortgages. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
This House bill would institute a key element in President Obama's plan to reduce foreclosures. Financial incentives to banks to lower interest rates and refinance mortgages are the carrot. Today's bill would contain the stick, letting bankruptcy judges order changes in a mortgage. People in bankruptcy now can have pretty much every debt wiped out or modified except the mortgage on the house they live in. This bill today would change that.
The word came from Detroit this morning that General Motors' losses are mounting. The automaker says in the fourth quarter it dropped $9.6 billion, burning through more than $6 billion in cash while asking for more help from Uncle Sam. How to ward off cancer. Eat right, keep weight in check, get more exercise. An international team of researchers says simple lifestyle changes could prevent about 1 in 3 cases in the developed world. The study also urges not only individuals but governments to do more to cut down on the global death rate from cancer. Dr. Zeke Emanuel of the National Institutes of Health says it can be done.
In 40 years, we cut the smoking rate in half, and we can do the same thing in terms of prevention if we focus on diet and exercise.
With drug violence on the rise, Mexico's pledging to send extra troops and police to Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. And the governor of Texas wants more U.S. troops deployed along the border. Here's reporter August Gomenko.
Governor Rick Perry's request, if fulfilled, would put pressure on not just the cartels.
The people who would absolutely get threatened are all the people on this side who are actually corrupt as well.
Erica De La Garza runs the U.S.-Mexico Border Project at Rice University. But she adds, even with more troops or agents,
you're addressing the symptoms and not the root cause of the problem.
That being America's insatiable appetite for what the cartels provide.
The Just Say No message apparently is getting through. In its annual report, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America says meth use among young people has fallen 25% over the past 3 years, and pot smoking over the last decade is down 30%. Partnership President Steve Passerb.
This study showed that kids who learn a lot about the drug issue at home has gone up significantly, and that's important because we know these same kids are half as likely to use as kids who don't learn a lot at home.
In California, three middle school administrators are in hot water for allegedly asking a 12-year-old boy to buy marijuana. Authorities say even though it was apparently part of a sting operation the administrators had set up, it is still illegal to ask a minor to buy drugs. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A federal appeals court has reinstated the insider trading conviction of former Quest CEO Joe Nachio. A woman who speaks for angry Quest retirees says she may finally be able to answer a key question.
I always get asked, what's happening with the Nachio case? When is Nachio going to prison?
Mimi Hall tells News that when former CEO Joe Nachio goes to prison, it will relieve the pent-up anger of many who blame him for huge stock losses that devastated their retirement savings. Nachio could be prison-bound within a week. State lawmakers are talking about changing the zero-tolerance law that forced the Cherry Creek School District to expel student Marie Morrow for bringing a prop gun to school. Senator Kevin Lundberg says the current law tied the school district's hands.
But they aren't forced down that road in a situation such as Marie's, where there was obviously no intention of harm or ill intent.
Lundberg says his bill would give districts some leeway when it comes to fake guns. A firestorm continues to build at the state capitol over comments made by Republican senators this week. Senator Dave Schultheis of Colorado Springs explained why he's voting against a bill that would require pregnant women to be tested for HIV.
I'm not convinced that the part of the role of government should be to protect individuals from the negative consequences of their actions. Sexual promiscuity, we know, causes a lot of problems in our state, one of which, obviously, is the contraction of HIV.
Those comments infuriated many lawmakers who say if caught early enough, the spread of HIV from mother to baby can be prevented. In sports, Rockies lost to the Diamondbacks 5-3 in their first spring training game. The Nuggets squeaked past the Atlanta Hawks 110-109 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a decent start to this morning's commute. No delays to really get in your way. CDOT crews, they've wrapped up a couple overnight projects, so those won't be slow in your roll either. Those speeds I was talking about just a little bit ago on I-70 over that elevated stretch, still in the 50s and 60s. No problems to report on the turnpike or on C-470 either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shake up blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels for more.